Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. Today is Thursday, March 4th. Actress Catherine O'Hara is 67 years old today. And here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A new city has been proposed in West Cobb. The Planning Commission is considering two home developments in South Cobb. Big changes to the vote-by-mail system in Georgia cleared the state house. A Powder Springs woman has been promoted at the GBI. New COVID vaccine appointments are now available. And the future of two Cobb County sex shops is uncertain. Plus, community reporter Locke Hoover is our man on the street, and he went out to get your reaction to the big changes being made to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also five locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. In a bid to preserve the semi-rural nature of West Cobb, a trio of lawmakers has proposed a new city, one that, if approved in a referendum by would-be residents, would be the county's seventh city. The city of Lost Mountain would span from Paulding County in the west to Kennesaw Mountain National Battlefield Park in the east, and from Stilesboro Road in the north to Macklin Road in the south. Almost 70,000 people live in that area, and it includes Harrison, Hillgrove, and Allatoona High Schools. Exact details have yet to be finalized. The Cobb County Planning Commission will consider two South Cobb developments to bring nearly 150 housing units to the I-20 corridor near Six Flags. Up first is a development at Riverside Parkway and Blair Bridge Road in unincorporated South Cobb, roughly 2.5 miles from Six Flags over Georgia. The developer is asking for the property to be rezoned for townhome construction and proposes to build 51 units. Also under consideration for South Cobb is a 98-unit complex on Mableton Parkway. The developer has requested to have the property rezoned for medium to high-density multifamily construction. Republican state lawmakers took a major step toward overhauling voting by mail and other election procedures in Georgia with passage of an omnibus bill by the State House of Representatives along party lines. The 66-page bill contains more than two dozen provisions, including proposals to impose stricter identification requirements on absentee voters, a change the state Senate approved last week. The bill would scrap Georgia's current signature verification process for absentee ballots and force voters seeking mail-in ballots to provide the number on their driver's license or state identification card or photocopies of other valid ID forms. Beyond absentee voting, the bill would tweak rules for early voting on Sunday, instead requiring counties to pick either one Saturday or one Sunday ahead of Election Day for their precincts to be open. The bill now heads to the state Senate, where it will join a host of other elections-focused measures now working their way through the General Assembly. Congratulations to Emily Bagwell of Powder Springs as she's received a promotion at the Georgia Bureau of Investigations. She's been promoted to technical leader of the firearms section of the GBI headquarters crime lab. Ms. Bagwell began her career with the GBI in 2015 as a firearms scientist. Scientists in the firearms section support the law enforcement community in both the investigation and trial preparation stages of criminal cases. She obtained her associate degree in science from Young Harris College in 2010, Bachelor of Science in Biology from KSU in 2012, and her master's degree in forensic science from Stevenson University in Maryland in 2015. She's from Covington, Georgia, and currently lives in Powder Springs. Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta. This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Cobb Douglas Public Health has announced that a limited number of new vaccine appointments are now available for people 65 and older and caregivers at the Jim R. Miller Park and Arbor Place Mall vaccination sites. For details on how you can register for an appointment, plus information from the full Cobb Douglas Public Health Report, visit mdjonline.com. Whether two local sex shops will be able to continue operating remains unclear as lawsuits between the Tokyo Valentino stores and local governments are stuck in procedural debates. For now, the stores remain open as court proceedings drag on. Four lawsuits concerning the two locations of sex shop Tokyo Valentino have stalled as Cobb County and Marietta each battle the stores and their owner over which court to settle claims in. Marietta and Cobb County officials have accused Tokyo Valentino owner Michael Morrison and his associates of applying for business licenses as clothing stores without disclosing that the businesses would be sex shops. Cobb County is in the process of suing the East Cobb location to prohibit the store from operating. In the meantime, the county has asked for an injunction to close the store until the lawsuit has been settled. And now Locke Hoover is our man on the street, courtesy of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. With the big changes being made to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Locke is talking candy.
Aaron, so Reese's has announced a new version of peanut butter cups with no chocolate. What I want to know is, what is your go-to candy?
It's not chocolate at all. It is like Twizzlers and stuff.
So tell me why it's Twizzlers.
Just because I like chewy candy.
Quincy, Reese's has announced a new version of peanut butter cups with no chocolate. What I want to know is, what is your go-to candy?
Snickers. I like the peanut butter caramel taste, you know. Then I like Hershey's almonds too now. That's a good one, man. I love some Hershey's almonds.
Reese's has announced a new version of peanut butter cups with no chocolate. What I want to know is, what is your go-to candy?
Probably a Snicker. I've been eating them all my life.
Chate, Reese's has announced a new version of the peanut butter cup without chocolate. What I want to know is, what is your go-to candy?
Reese's. I just like the edges.
Guy, Reese's has announced a new version of a peanut butter cups with no chocolate. What I want to know is, what is your go-to candy?
So my go-to candy is Mr. Goodbar, because it's like a Hershey's with almond on steroids. It's so much better.
Yara, Reese's has announced a new version of the peanut butter cup with no chocolate. What I want to know is, what is your go-to candy?
That's my go-to candy, Reese's. It makes me feel thick, like a Reese's peanut butter cup. The big cup.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates we have seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.